You are now listening to the Steve Des Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Des.
Hey, what's going on, people? Steve Des in the building here in another Steve Des Island Podcast. The podcast that I invite the circle of my friends from my little island that I have in Puerto Rico, you know? I came out of there, and I just made a lot of friends. And all of my friends are famous, or they're doing a lot of things that is amazing and great. And I just want you guys to see that they're normal people, just like you and me. They go take a crap in the bathroom. They sleep. They eat the same food as you. They work out sometimes the same as you. What the fuck are you doing, man? Hold up. So, shut up. Let me introduce you. So, anyway, I met this dude a long time ago taking a commercial class, and we became best buddies ever since. He's a professional model, professional actor, professional student, and a professional caterer as well.
Don't forget about that voice.
Oh, and he discovered that he has now a great voice, so he's now trying to get into voiceover, I guess.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, name is Jonathan Johnson.
You introduce yourself now, nigga?
I figured I will, but this presentation's been long enough.
I mean, I'm trying to do my own thing here.
I take it away, don't let me mess up your sway. Mr. Steve Island, I mean, I feel like I should be having a Jamaican accent coming up.
Jamaican accent, man? What the hell are you talking about?
I'm half Jamaican. We're talking about the islands, aren't we? You're from Puerto Rico, am I right?
You're trying to be all Snoop Doggy Dog like Snoop Lion.
I'm not trying to be like no one. No, I'm saying like I'm Jonathan Johnson. I got that jaw in me.
Is that Johnson from like Magic Johnson?
Nah.
Do you got AIDS?
That's my slave name.
That's your slave man,
that's my
Johnson.
Slave man. No, I'm saying like I.
My slave name is Running Coyote. I was Native American.
You was Native American.
I come from a long descent of Native American people from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Massachusetts.
So the fact that you was, meaning past tense, that the white man beat the Native American out of you and then you somehow miraculously turned Puerto Rican?
Yeah. Exactly what I was saying. Exactly. Every detail. Every single word. You caught on it. I'm so happy for you. Like, you're amazing. You're great.
White man beat the Native American, and you somehow rounded up on the island of Puerto Rico.
That is correct, impressive, sir.
Impressive.
That is correct.
You know what? Your family probably has a pretty impressive lineage.
Oh, yeah. Man, they're amazing. Oh, dude. Dude, the stories. I'm just gonna say that the stories. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
All these are confidential? Or some of them can you leak to us?
I mean, what type of story you want to hear? I don't know.
I want to hear your deepest, darkest secret that you have told to probably a select few, maybe no one. I want to know the confessions you have.
I don't think I have a deepest, darkest secret. I think I'm an open book. Everybody knows everything about me.
So you're telling me if you went into a confessional, you would have nothing to say?
To a confessional?
To a confessional.
I mean, depends what the producers want me to say, because the confessional is like the real world type of thing. Like, yeah, that bitch, I'm going to grab that bitch by the neck, and I'm going to just throw her, you know, because that bitch, bad girls club.
Like Bay Bay's kids. No, I'm saying if you were stranded on Steve Des Island.
That's correct.
And
my island, motherfucker.
You were frustrated from lack of food, lack of shelter. You have not gotten any, and you are just frustrated all across the board.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I feel like there will be some sinning going on there.
Sinning? Are you talking about sinning?
I'm talking about confessionals. Like when you go to confession.
You go to confession?
You're Puerto Rican.
Like, that's old school, though. I don't go to confession anymore.
There's an 80% chance that you're Catholic due to the fact that you're from Puerto Rico.
I was raised Catholic. I don't follow Catholic.
What'd I say?
You know what? Fuck you. You racist motherfucking black guy.
Hey, how does anyone even know I'm black, all
right? Well, they're watching you right now. Bam.
What's up, y'all? Black is back.
You didn't know there was a camera here? By the way,
I see you on the screen, son.
Yeah, my listeners, this is my third episode, right? So I am experimenting with cameras now. So this episode might be somewhere online. I don't know, YouTube maybe, Funny or Die. I don't know.
By the way,
I'm so freaking happy, people, because I am now officially on iTunes and on Stitcher Radio. So go ahead, like, review it, share it with your friends like a venereal disease. You know you guys do that all the time, you Floridians.
Is this focused on the Floridians? Because I do rep the 941.
I do rep the 352, the 954, and the 562.
562. What are you? Is that Puerto Rico?
That's West Palm Beach.
West Palm Beach.
I'm talking about Florida.
954 is Fort Lauderdale, though. I do know that.
Yeah. You know.
Do you know the 321 and the 407?
I know the 407. I don't know the 321.
It's like 407/321 is both Orlando.
Oh, it's both Orlando.
Oh,
what about the 323?
323. Oh, that's an LA, son.
Yeah.
I was born up in here.
How about that? The 787, nigga.
787, don't know that one either.
That's San Juan, Puerto Rico, motherfucker.
Puerto Rico. Reminds me of my.
Bro, how about the Star 8 Star?
Sounds like some sex line you call all the time.
How did you know? Oh, my God.
Your bill's laying over here on the table.
Oh my God. I left it on the table. I would never do that again.
God. And then, you had like all your little websites pulled up too. You had like downloading like.
Dude, I need to close all this porn. Hold up. Closing porn.
Probably your computer wasn't overloading.
I'm waiting. You know, Onnit.com? You never heard of Onnit?
I don't believe so.
Onnit is this website that I'm not sponsored in any way by Onnit, just so you guys know. But it's this website. I listened to the Joe Rogan podcast, and that's what motivated me to do podcasts in the first place. There's this website that they sell a lot of supplements, like Alpha Brain, and, like, you know, they got the... testosterone and performance enhancement and whatever, blah, 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 and like supplements and new mood and a bunch of cool stuff, you know? I ordered this pack. It's out of stock already, man, because they give you like all the pills and it has like little packs that you use it every day or whatever. And it's great, especially the Alpha Brain. It's a thing that like it boosts your neural system, so you're more focused in the things about your past. You can remember it like more detail.
So that's how you're giving me a hard time about memorizing. You're like hyped up on pills the whole time.
I actually didn't take my pill today.
Yeah, but you're probably in your system. Probably like all that THC that's in there right now too.
Damn. Said the paranoid guy over here. This dude all the time was like, no, I can't. Man, I can't smoke weed because if I do, I'm going to be without my shirt humping a car down the street. That's what's going to happen.
And then there's you. Here, try it. Come on. Here, take it.
The lamest peer pressure.
Are you kidding me? Every single time I've been here has been peer pressure nonstop.
No, I just go, dude, do it.
And I'm like,
you
no,
should see the peer pressure I put on my roommate. I call him. I'm like, come on, don't be gay, dude. Come on, don't be a peggy man. Come on, nigga, hit this shit. Come on, don't be stupid, motherfucker. Are you gonna work tomorrow? Yeah, you better go fucking high to work, motherfucker. That's the type of peer pressure I pro.
So what is it? Why you have to have other people smoking with you?
That's the thing about being a smoker and being a hippie and being all cool and dandy and lovey-dovey with life, peaceful.
So you know? Are you saying that you enter a different level?
I'm on a different level, motherfucker.
And you kind of want everyone to rise up around you?
Yeah. I don't want to be up in the mountaintop with Leonardo DiCaprio by myself.
I don't know.
No, he will rape me, you know.
Fantasy come true.
Oh, yeah. He'll be like, yo, I've been looking at Steve Dez for the longest. See if he has that long dick, like Kevin Hart would say. Hello, dick. Have you seen that Kevin Hart movie?
No.
Let me explain. It's really good. You should go see it. It's a movie theater still. Let me explain. It's a stand-up.
Oh, yeah. No. I haven't seen that one. I've seen a lot of his stand-up, but I haven't seen that movie yet.
I've seen pretty much all his stand-up. I actually worked with him at the VMAs. He was hosting. Bro, he's such a freaking nice person.
Really?
Like, he's the nicest person ever.
Is he always on? Like, does he always, like, on all the time? Or, you know, some people are, like, some comedians that you think that, oh, like, you'd be funny, like, you're expecting them to be cracking jokes. You should be laughing all the time. Like, is, like, Hart like that? So there we go.
He's like that all the time. Like, I mean, he's you know, he's a normal person. He's not going to be cracking jokes every single second of the world. But he's mad cool. Like, the first time I saw him, he was pissed off because something happened with MTV or whatever. He was kind of pissed about it. But then he went to his trailer or whatever, and when he came out, he was nice and cool, greeted people, and, like, talked to them. When the cameras are on, that dude's funny as hell. Mm. When the cameras are off, that dude's still funny, but not to that level, you know, because he's a regular human being like everybody.
Yeah.
But he's mad nice, cool. He likes to take pictures with people. He likes to talk to people. You know, he's not all that, oh, I'm a celebrity, you know, I'm the shit. And that's funny because I thought most of the celebrities, I met a lot of celebrities, and I'm actually friends with a couple of them out here in L.A. But specifically the big shots, I thought they were going to be assholes. And they're actually the nicest people in the world. And then the people that have, like, this taste of fame, like, really, really, really small, diminutive, you know, like, really, like, nothing, they're the biggest fucking assholes. Like, they're like, I booked the series. Fuck you. Yeah. You know, like, and then the people that have 15 series and things like that, they're like, hey, come on, yeah, let's take a picture, man. Let's talk for a little bit. You know, they're cool.
It kind of reminds me of myself, you know, like, I haven't really done anything, but I feel like...
Oh, you're an asshole? Yeah. Oh, you're like,
Book the series, motherfucker. What have you done? What have you done, motherfucker? What have you done?
Have you done that student film? What you know about that? Have you seen me up in that student film?
You'll be looking at your friends in Facebook, and you'll be like, what does this nigga book? No. Nothing. What does this bitch book? No. Nothing. What did I book? Everything, motherfucker. Yeah.
Be tweeting it, Instagramming it. Don't got any followers, but they will know what's up in a little bit.
They know what's up.
But, no, like, I mean, I've met a couple. I guess the chillest one I've met was Busta Rhymes in Miami. And then I met I Love New York.
Her name is not I Love New York.
I don't even know what her name is.
New York. It's just
no, that's not actually her real name.
No, that's not her real name. Nobody fucking knows her real name. Who the fuck knows New York's real name? Nobody knows.
Why are you giving me a hard time about I Love
New
York?
I'm just saying, no, because you said I Love New York. Oh. It's like me. Somebody calls me, hey, Steve, this island. What the fuck?
I bet you people will be calling you after this show.
Nah, people are going to call me Steve Des, not Steve Des Island. And if people call me Steve Des Island, it's because they're listening to this specific episode, and I will know that you listen to this episode, you fucking asshole.
So you're telling me if I just said New York, you would have knew who I was talking about. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't until I said I Love New York. And then,
no, if you would have said New York, I wouldn't know. Because I used to watch those crappy reality shows when I was growing up. I watched Flava Flav. I watched New York. I watched Real Chance of Love.
Those are horrible shows.
Oh, I know. I watch all
of them. There was one I Love
Surreal
New York,
Life.
Though. I really got into it, though.
Have you seen Surreal Life? It will take, like, all these washed-up celebrities that they're, like, in meth and coke and shit, and they will put it in a house and, like, live together for a while. Like, the real world, but for fucked-up celebrities.
Really?
Like, Vern Troyer was in it, like, the small midget from Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Shyna, the wrestler. The one that looked
like,
awesome. Like a guy.
With dark black hair.
Yeah. She was on it.
She had, like, a scissor hold.
She does porn now, you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Really? Out here in L.A.?
Yeah. I mean, the porn capital of the world is here.
What, Ventura?
No, that's over the valley. everything over the valley.
Did not know that.
Everything has come there. Like, you fucking sit. You sit in a train stop. It's come there. It's everywhere, man. It's in your pizza. It's in your Crocs when you walk.
Well, literally, you have to come to going over the valley. You're like, you're coming over that hill. So as you come over, you climax on the way down. And you just ride that slippery slope. Yeah, you don't even know what to say.
That's why I gave you that little pause, so you know that was a fucking lame joke.
And I'm not even a skilled improviser like yourself, and you don't even know how to handle that.
Look at that. Even on Google, they have a picture.
Dude, she's gained a lot of weight. Are you kidding me?
Huh? No, that was before, though. That was before. That was by the Surreal Life times, but she lost weight.
Oh, I'm talking about when she was competing.
Oh, competing? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, bro. That's sick. Take it in the face.
Dang, dude. I'm done with that.
Huh?
That's nasty. That's...
Watching porn with the buddy.
Man.
As China
stopped that a while ago. Gotta keep my thoughts focused, dude, you know, focused on the game.
I remember I was talking to my buddies back in high school, and they used to tell me that in middle school they will get together and watch porn together. I'm like, that's the gayest thing anybody could do. Like a group of dudes, like 4, 5, 6 dudes getting in a house, doing a sleepover to watch porn.
In middle school?
Yeah.
I can see that happening. I can see
that is fucked up.
Well, like I was telling you earlier, I mean, there's kids that were selling porn like on the floppy disks.
Yeah, but selling is different.
In order to sell,
that's a hustle. You're getting money. I understand that hustle, but getting freaking 6 dudes, like, are you gonna go buy the floppy disk so you can get your fucking creepy sleepover party? So your friends can, you can watch your friends watch porn and you can beat off in the corner. That's
kind of awkward unless everyone have blankets laid out or like maybe one.
No,
long.
But still 6 dudes watching porn. No, like
it's high school. They're figuring
out. I'm barely cool watching porn with my girl.
Barely cool.
Barely.
She's all about it.
I don't know. I don't think much porn with my girl. Like I just said it as a. I'm being honest.
She's never there. She like hates the fact you watch it. Man, I can't wait to her tune into this podcast.
That's the thing. There's no need to watch porn with my girl. We got our situation handled. But I think that if I would present to my girl like, yo, wanna watch porn, she'll be cool. And it would be, but I'm saying I'm barely cool because I think porn is kinda weird. Like to watch porn you have to be in a fucked up state of mind.
Do
and
you?
that's the fucked up state of mind that you have when you beat off. Like you just you just have frustration. You either build a nuclear bomb at that moment or you fucking beat off. Like you have to make a choice.
And then that's afterwards you have clarity, you know?
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
Like, whoa.
You're like, whoa. There's something fucked up. I just
you're like, dude, that was awesome. And you're like,
dude, that was fucked up. I just came on my dog.
Oh, man. I'm blowing up.
The what? Your cell phone? Who's that? Your girl?
Ex. Yeah. Like
your ex? Why do you? Wait. Tell me the situation. So you have kids?
No, I do not have kids.
Okay, so what was the whole like thing you were saying? You were talking about some kids. I thought you were saying I'm with my kids.
Yeah,
like,
no,
I'm,
well, yeah.
I'm like, oh, this nigga's a dad. He's one of those Maury guys. You are the father. Fuck, man, dude. I swear. Can we do it again?
No, man. Like I've been a really awesome chick. I was dating her for a while, and I wasn't even looking to get in a relationship. I had
how long ago was this?
How long ago? I mean, I was in a relationship for 2 years.
That's her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, it's been like on and off for a while. I mean, like, still talk all the
time.
But
guess what? You guys still cool or something? Or
yeah. No, we're definitely cool. Like, we're just like on the same page. She's actually thinking about coming out here to work.
Oh, she's grabbing on your dick. That's what's happening. I know that type of girl. Oh, yeah, I'm moving right across your street. No reason at all. You know, we can kick it. Anything. Then who's that bitch at 3 a.m. in your house, motherfucker? I know about that 3-8 August 17. I know her plate.
Sounds like you have some personal experience here.
No. I'm just telling you the situation you're in.
I've never dated any crazies, knock on wood.
Any crazies?
Yeah. I've had, for the most part, every relationship has been like clean breaks where they're like, you know what? You're a good person. And
okay, but are you in a relationship now or you're just plain single?
I would say we're plain single. I would say we're single, but at the same time, like, I'm not looking for anything.
Wait. Okay, but are you seeing someone right now?
No, not at all.
Oh, so that's why you're trying to get back.
We've been trying to be getting back for, I would say, a year now. Like, it's
she
just complicated.
Has kids?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, yeah. That's what I wanted to know about the kids, nigga. That was the interesting point I wanted to get into.
Dude, the kids are awesome. I mean,
how many kids does she have?
She has two kids, a girl and a boy.
How old?
5 and 6.
5 and 6?
Yeah, 5 and 6.
And you're ready to be a dad?
I wouldn't say I'm ready to be a dad, but I would say...
No, are you ready to be a fake dad?
Oh, dude, I'm already one. Like, I'm like a bonus dad. Like, last time I hung...
Wait, do you buy the kids, like, stuff?
Yeah, I bought him, like, his big stuffed turtle, and then I bought...
Okay, now I'm not talking about turtles. I'm talking about big stuff. I'm talking about, like, beds and things of that nature.
Like what?
Like expensive stuff.
Like what? How can I... Like a car? Am I buying a kid a car?
I mean, the kid is 5 and 6.
I know, so like, I don't know what kind of expensive stuff I could be getting.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know, house stuff.
No, okay, so the most expensive thing that a kid, especially a 6-year-old boy, would want is...
You were with her 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay, did you live for her?
No, I never lived with her.
Oh, you guys were just...
No, see, I lived in Portland at the time, and then she lived like an hour and a half away. So,
okay.
Like, I was like commuting. So it was like long distance... Like, since the get-go. So, for me to come out here, it was, like, continued the long distance. It was just not a bad... I'm just not good at long-distance relationships. And
nobody's good at long-distance relationships.
All my relationships have ended because of either I moved or they moved. Every single one has ended that way. It hasn't ended since, like, oh, like, I hate you, and I hate when you do this, or you don't put me first, or you don't...
That's good. That's good.
It's yeah.
That's why you only have 4 gray hairs.
That's just on my right side.
Bro, you should see my pubes.
You got me beat. But no, man, kids, I love kids, but I don't plan on, I always thought that I would have kids when I would get older. Like, I want to have my own kid, and like, having other kids, like, you love them, but you just realize that once you have your own kid, you'll love them differently, you know? Like,
you can
love kids like they're your own, but at the same time, like, having your own blood coursing through, like, they're like, this is my boy or this is my girl, it's just, like, a different thing. But I love kids. And, like, her kids are actually awesome kids, like, really cool. Like, they call me, they're like, you're like my stepdad in a different state. And I'm like... Yeah.
That's like, creepy. That means that bitch goes around. She got stepdaddies in different states.
Well, I moved to LA, so they know, like, they came down here to visit recently.
Okay.
So they knew I was out here in LA. But what's I guess the craziest dynamic is, obviously, I'm African American and she's white, so like having two white kids.
So?
Hear me out.
Yo, my sister, my oldest sister's black.
Okay.
Her two kids, that are two from two different daddies, are white.
Okay.
And all the time when
what
she
do,
was...
What do the kids look like, though?
Not like her.
Okay.
Like, literally, the kids look not like her. And the kids act exactly like her. But they don't look at all like her. And my sister's black, and the kids are white.
Your sister's black, but is it, you mean like black? Because there's like Puerto Ricans that are dark.
She's not Puerto Rican. I'm the only Puerto Rican, basically, on my family.
Really?
Yeah.
No way. Cause you, was it?
I was born in Puerto Rico.
But is your sister? Do you have the same dad as your sister?
As two of, yeah, yeah. As my two of my sisters.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and she had two different kids with two different guys that were white.
My sister, yeah. She had one with a white guy, just plain white. And then the other dude that is the one she's with is a Cuban.
Ah, okay. Okay. But he looks, cause a lot of Cubans look white.
Yeah, you know, like Daddy Yankee. He looks white, but you can tell he's Cuban, you know?
Daddy Yankee, Cuban?
Daddy Yankee? Yeah. He's Puerto Rican.
Pitbull is Cuban.
He's Cuban.
Okay, and he looks, I mean, he's light. I mean, he look. I can see him, like, I can tell he's not white, but he has.
You know, Pitbull used to sell drugs?
Out in Miami?
Yeah, that's how he got into music.
You'd have, like, I mean.
He was hustling.
Didn't Lil Wayne come from there, too?
Everybody. Yeah. JC, too.
From Miami?
JC, Biggie. No. I'm saying.
Starting off, creating that foundation.
Started from the bottom, now they're there.
Gotta create that foundation. I think the only person, the only rapper probably would have been Eminem who didn't sell.
Yeah, but that nigga had crazy problems. He shouldn't be selling. You think he had a crazy fucking bitch of a mom. You think he's going to have time
to process drugs? He was just like busy dealing with mental problems.
That guy, dude, his mom was fucking nuts. Huh. I don't imagine myself like having a
I mean, you got to give him a
like,
break.
Eminem, bro, Eminem, I fucking... If I see him, I would just give him a standing O just for seeing him because that dude had to overcome so much.
Adversities.
Dude, that he grew up worse than a black guy growing up right now in, like, Inglewood.
I doubt that because I was born in Inglewood and my parents moved us out because they didn't want us raised there.
Dude, I've been to Inglewood because I did this past December. I bought like a bunch of like toys at Toys R Us, and I just went to Inglewood, like gave it to kids and stuff. And I went to some of those houses, and I talked to some of the families. And a lot of those families are living there for free, like they're literally.
You talking about like Section 8 housing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're fucking nice houses.
Yeah.
It's not like bad at all.
Section 8 housing is actually good, like. If you're an invest in one, because the government, like if the government's paying them to stay there, it's kind of like food stamps. So you're getting paid regardless. It's not like, oh, let me rent out my place and like you have all these aspiring artists who can't even pay their rent. But like Section 8, even though it's like low income housing, you're getting a check every single month, like on the first, like clockwork.
See?
But you just got some sketch people living there.
No, but the people, at least the people I talked to, they weren't sketchy at all. They were nice people. But they're all, like, on all these, like, government programs. And they literally, like, if they even make money, because they barely do, but if they make money, they bucket it, you know?
Yeah, like, especially side money.
Yeah.
Like, doing, like, side hustles like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I have a friend of mine right now that she's like, no. Every job I need, it has to pay me cash. Has to pay me cash. Only cash. I can only take cash. I'm sorry. I moved the box over here again. I can only take cash. I can don't give me the check.
Well, that's because she's probably getting was it a Social Security, where if you make a certain amount, they cut it off.
Yeah, so she's young though.
How old?
Probably in her 20s.
Oh, so she's working the system then.
She's working the system. Yeah, because she got fired.
That's what she's doing. She's collecting unemployment, and then this is like that's like the perfect.
Yeah,
perfect lazy job you can do. Is
yeah,
like,
she's like a, she like walks dogs and does some other stuff. Walk a house sits. I want to be a house sitter. Now that would be awesome.
I've actually house sitted.
Unless you're in Compton.
Because you get a lot of jobs out there. Hey, come to Compton to watch.
Hey,
my come. House.
You wanna watch my house? If you hear loud sounds, just go to the ground, just lower to the gravity center.
No, actually, I house sit at this huge house out in Oregon in the middle of the woods with one of my ex-girlfriends, and it was her uncle, And I was like, oh, like this would be sick. Like it was a huge house, had a pool table, it had a swimming pool, it had a jacuzzi, it had like flat screen TVs everywhere. Like we get to like sleep in the master bedroom. Like the shower was literally the size of my bedroom. Surprised it didn't have like a swing inside of there. And
the thing, like 50 Cent?
Does
50
it?
Cent. 50 Cent has a swing, but because he has a strip club in his house. His house is so big.
I've seen this, yeah.
Yeah, he has a swing. He has a stripper that, yeah, MTV Cribs.
I did not remember this swing. The swing wasn't in his in the shower, though. I'm talking, this shower is huge.
Mm. It had no. He had it like in the basement or something.
Okay. Where you would bring the strippers down to.
The basement. Go, bitches. Don't come out. Oh my God, it's the Holocaust.
It's like, shh.
Just raining bitches. Wah! He fucking fucks one, throws the other bitch. Ah, gorilla hub.
G-Unit.
G-Unit.
But no, like, what was crazy is that the house had so many noises at night. Like, it would make noises. So, like, yeah. It was, like, windy. And, like, we're laying in bed, and we would hear, like a door, like, squeak. And then we hear, like, the... like the ceiling kind of crack a little bit. It was like making so many noises. It was like freaky. It's kind of like throwing me off. Yeah. So like it was, I kind of realized that I'd rather have like a 2-bedroom, just sick place, like whether it's out on the ocean or just have a crazy view, than have like some big elaborate mansion. Like I don't want to be inviting my family all over to be hanging out. Like I'd rather like pay to put them somewhere where they can come out and visit, but I just want to have like a 2-bedroom, nice, quiet, like swanky little place.
Fuck that! I want a big ass mansion, motherfucker. I want to. I just want to have raining bitches just there shaking their booty, just fucking twerking. There's this new dance called the yikin. I want them to yike all my fucking dick.
I've never
just clamp that shit and just fucking rock it.
A yank.
Yeah, yiking dance. Called a yank. It's basically like twerking on your dick. It's basically that. That's what that's
wait,
what
so
do.
It's literally you're like crazy. Adding that combination.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Bro, have you seen the Jamaicans dancing? Jamaicans are the meanest motherfuckers dancing.
I've seen Jamaican freestyling, and that's the meanest. I've
freestyling?
Seen
yeah. Like rapping?
I'm sorry, rap battling. I've seen
Fuck that. You didn't see Jamaicans dancing. Them guys grab their women and throw them through a table, man, and just start and just start humping them. I'm not fucking kidding. I'm not kidding.
Throw them through a table.
Yeah, like WWE style. I'm not kidding.
I don't know if I can believe that.
Bro, that is because fucking true.
What you're saying is that, I mean, that's my inner roots coming out. Like, I mean, I don't have any like hostility like that.
No, I'm telling you.
It's my female friends.
It's not hostile. The Jamaicans ladies love it.
Oh, really? So they're all about it.
Oh, yeah.
Or are you going to play something? Oh, here we go. Got some Jamaican dancing here. One thing I do know that, like...
We'll look it up later.
All right, yeah.
I have, like, a bad angle.
A bad...
angle.
Like. I was like, bad ankle?
No, bad angle.
Oh, I was going to say, like, you're a toothpick. I doubt you have kinkles yet.
Fuck you.
Trying to work on those guns, aren't you? What's today?
You better work on those eyes. Get that fixed.
I got my contacts on,
fucking
son.
Four eyes, motherfucker.
No, but what was it like? Bicep day today?
Bicep and shoulders. I did biceps and shoulders. Look. I got the...
What we got, like 12 inches there?
I got, bro, 12 inches of dick. I can tell you that's 12 inches of dick. I got so much dick here, I can probably leave you speechless.
You know what? You know what I love? People that talk about how big their dick is.
I know what you're going to say, motherfucker. I know what you're about to say.
I think that's like a universal law.
Yo, my dick is so huge, motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, mi pene es muy grande. Konnichiwa, pene chiquito. I'm Asian, so.
No, the thing is, like, I remember being in high school, and, like, kids would talk about how big their dick was all the time. But then those kids would never shower. Like when it was coming what? To like when like after football practice oh, and we're all showering.
This is the thing. Listen to me real quick. The whole showering thing, it took me a while to get used to that shit. Because in Puerto Rico, they are, well, now they're getting a little bit more liberal, but they're still kind of, you know, kind of contained people. And over there, when you shower, everybody has their private section. Like everybody does have it, yeah. Every time I've seen that, I've seen it in movies, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Because I never seen it, because in Puerto Rico, you don't see that. And that, the first time I saw it was in Blizzard Beach in Orlando.
Disney Water Park. Rinsing off after the water park, yeah.
Yeah, when I went to the bathroom, I just saw fucking...
European
dudes just fucking busting their balls off. Europeans. They be touching their dick there. Like, they don't give a fuck.
And the kids, everyone.
And their kids, yeah. Like, right there, bam.
Yeah.
Like, pedophiles could be in the corner watching. They don't give a fuck. They just do it. They just, what? Dick and balls out. That's it. For 30 minutes. They would be walking. They would be, like, in a runway, you know, doing the thing. And that took me by surprise. Me and my friends, because we were all from Puerto Rico, and we were like, what the fuck is going on? Like, we don't do that. And
it's pretty liberating, though.
Yeah, I did it. I went to, the first time I did it was I went to a spa, like, in Wilshire. It's a good spa. And it has, like, a guy's place. It has a girl's place. And he has a co-ed. In the co-ed, you have to have clothes. They give you clothes.
Oh, okay.
They give you like a shirt, and they give you a bunch of pants or whatever.
That like sounds short. Like a brothel or something.
No. It's not a brothel.
It's like a co-ed shower.
No, it's not a co-ed shower. In the individual ones, you're naked. And okay. And they have three saunas. They have two saunas. They have the steam sauna and the dry sauna. And then they have three jacuzzis. They have a... cold jacuzzi, cold as fuck. Like, that thing is below zero.
With, like the jets, though? Like, the bubbles?
Yeah.
Never been in one of those.
And it has a waterfall and everything. It's
ice cold, though.
It's ice cold.
That's, and like, for, like, rehabbing, like, muscles.
No, but it's good to jump in and jump out the other, because it has three. I go to every single
shock
one.
Shock the system.
I haven't been in a long time, but they have the cold one, then they have the warm one, which is regular jacuzzi, and then they have the hot one, which is fucking... like, boiling hot. Like, you're going to be there, like, 2 minutes probably and get out and go to the cold one.
But do you know that you can actually cook a frog alive by, if you set a frog in a pot of water, like water temperature, and you slowly turn the heat up, the frog will not know the difference until it's actually cooked itself. And the same thing's for a human. So, like, if you sit in the jacuzzi and then you slowly turn up the heat, your body will adjust itself until it, like, dehydrates and, like, literally cooks itself alive.
So you're trying to imply that I cook myself?
I'm implying that it's possible. Like, the fact that you said 2 minutes in that hot jacuzzi, like, if you literally, like, went from the cold to the warm and then went to the hot one, I mean, it's probably, like, a huge extreme probably between those two, but, like, it's possible... to turn, you've never done it like as a kid. I would do it like when I would set the bath water.
Just pass the fuck out.
No, but like set the bath water where you're like sitting down as a kid. I would turn it on and it would get. You know how you get so hot when you like grab yourself.
I grew up poor. I didn't have. I didn't have tubs. I only had showers. If I was lucky, I would get drenched in the hose. Like
wow, really?
Yeah, literally. Like it was that and showers. That's it.
But I mean, having a bath is not something like elaborate, you know.
But in at least for me, it symbolized you fucking grew up, you know,
because
really? We didn't have one.
Interesting.
So when you're only like, people that have money have it,
huh?
And I'm not saying Puerto Rico is a third world country because I'm making it seem like it is, but it's not. I'm just saying I grew up poor. I just had that disadvantage.
I mean, I wouldn't say you're missing out on much, but I mean, even now. Like, do you take baths? You probably take baths all the time now. You're, like, making up for all your poor childhood.
Not here. I don't like taking baths really in my house. I take baths, like, mainly on, like, I just go to a jacuzzi at my gym or something.
That's probably, I could see that.
Yeah.
But, like, if at your house you throw, like, Epsom salt in there, just, like, chill out, like, light some candles, turn on KG.
Yeah, my girlfriend was like, yeah, let's have a bubble bath. I'm like, no, bitch.
Are you kidding me? You denied a bubble bath with your girlfriend?
Yeah. I'm like, let's just have regular sex.
And you're wondering why you have to put on porn.
dude.
And pretend she's there.
No. And pretend she's there.
Yeah,
I never said
I.
You what?
Said, you said she, you guys watch porn, but then she's never there.
I watch porn when I'm on my zone alone, frustrated with the world, and I just don't want to make a nuclear bomb, you know? Like,
do you ever like feel great about yourself afterwards, though? Like,
great?
Do you get like done? You're like, wow, like that was a good session. I just logged in.
I will say, like, the first 2 years.
Yeah, where it's just like really new to you.
Yeah. Afterwards, just like, it becomes like an exercise on it. Because, like, a routine is be like, oh, that's done.
But I'm saying, like, morally, like, afterwards, are you just like, I did a good job, or like, I felt good, or like, do you have like any guilt afterwards where you're like, oh, damn, like, I just watched some pretty nasty stuff right now.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. That type of guilt, yeah.
Yeah.
I do have it because sometimes I'm like, dude, what the fuck? What am
Which
I doing?
Is, yeah, yeah.
Searching fucking big horse cock on a teeny Latina. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's just messed up. Why am I doing that? That's not
like
appropriate behavior. Like, I should pray. I should pray right now. I should talk to the gods of the Olympus and see what's going on. They need to fix my brain. I need to get my alpha brain. I need to.
That can become like a snowball effect, you know? That can like become like.
It's what?
Or just watching. Like, first you start off with like, oh, like non nude, like just like girls.
Wait,
you're
talking
like.
You don't watch porn?
No, I used to watch porn all the time, but like,
you
I
used
stopped.
To?
Yeah. Because
oh,
I was feeling
stopped?
Guilty about it. Yeah.
When was the last time?
The last time, well, like, my girl and I make videos, so, like, I will get off.
Wait. You just told me you were single and you don't have a girl. Now you saying my girl?
Well, my ex, that I said.
Oh,
that.
So you fuck her in front of the kids.
Dad of the year over here.
Nasty motherfucker. I'm going to be, like, with my kids, like, yo. This is how I made you. Sit down and watch. Oh, you got the popcorn ready.
Traumatize them. They're like, Daddy, like mine's bigger than yours.
Stop laughing, motherfucker.
No, I'm just saying, like, usually those dads like, yo, son, like, I got it hung so well. And then they realize, like, oh, like. I'm catching up to my father right now.
it's messed up, like, the way you raise kids. Like, you gotta raise a kid, like a boy, a certain way, and then the woman, the lady, a certain other way. Like, you're more protective with the daughter. And
for
then
for
the boy, it's like, fuck, get AIDS, fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
For sure, like, I mean, I remember my dad... Not encouraging me, but I remember when, like, so I was born in Inglewood, but we moved to Medford, Oregon, where I was.
Oh.
Was that a fire alarm?
I guess.
Should we get under the desk or something?
No. That's probably like a failure of the system.
Okay.
It happens from time to time. People, we are experiencing technical difficulties.
I actually don't even think that's being picked up on the mic. Yeah, it isn't. They don't even know what's going on.
No.
We're in the midst of a fire, y'all.
Yeah, right now the alarms are going off. I don't think you guys are hearing it. And if you hear it, it's just an alarm. It's going off and stuff, but we're just going to keep on keeping on.
I remember I personally didn't do it, but like the highlight of certain days were like whether it's a bomb threat or someone pulls a fire alarm and then you like all evacuate and the whole day is shot.
Yeah.
And everybody just pretty much has like a pep rally during a fire alarm. We just chill out, meet up with all your friends and everything. I would have like some kids would just do it all the
time.
Dude,
I hated fucking drills. You never had drills?
I would have drills. That would be a pain because they're like really hardcore about the drills. Like, be quiet. Like code red. I remember doing lockdown drills. Mm-hmm. Like when like during 9/11, I actually thought that was a drill.
Not what?
Yeah, like they're like,
dude.
They're like code red, like shut, lock your doors, and all of us were like.
It's funny because like everybody, unless you were born 2002, knows where they were in 9/11.
Oh yeah, For sure. But I mean, for the most part, like, we were in school, you know?
Yeah, I was in school. I remember.
Yeah.
Were and, you like, in- our teacher, I was in Spanish class, and my teacher took us out, and we were just looking at the sky. And our teacher said,
dude, that's not safe.
What?
Why would you be looking out at the sky when, like, the terror is coming from the sky?
I wasn't in New York.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, the whole country went into a cold, like, into a, like, a...
I was in Puerto Rico.
Ah.
I
minor
was safe.
Detail.
I'm like, nothing's going to happen here. Yeah. Fuck y'all, Americans.
Yeah, like, they locked, each class was ordered to lock their televisions and turn on, or lock their classes and turn on the television. And I remember watching it. The first tower had already been hit and was burning. And I remember looking at it thinking it was a movie. It didn't even look real.
Yeah, I was the same thing. I'm like, that's a movie too. Yeah. I was a kid, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, especially you. Got 6 years on you.
Yeah, I was in like fifth grade. And I was like, I don't know, Spanish class. And I was like looking up the sky. And our teacher said, look up at the sky and just pray for the families of the people.
Mm-hmm. That was
having a hard time. Yeah,
sad time.
Sad time. I didn't quite understand it back in that day.
Yeah.
Like, fully. I understand it more now. But, yeah, man.
Were there any, because a lot at my school in Florida, there was a lot of kids that had relatives that were somehow related to
them. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of those too.
Yeah.
Like, there are people, oh, yeah, I have family. Either family that live close to that area, yep, or like family that were connected to some other family that was working there or something. Huh. You know, everybody in a way was connected to somebody there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My like brother's friend's daughter. Therefore, I should not come to school tomorrow because I'm traumatized. I remember when I lived in New York and I was up visiting my relatives in North White Plains. And I was watching the TV, and then they were like, alarming news. Like, there's, like, breaking news. This is after 9/11. And there was this, a manhole that had blown up, and all the smoke was pouring up out of this manhole. And I remember, like, panicking. People were running out of the subways and stuff. And yeah. I thought it was, like, 9/11 round two. I was, like, freaking out. But, I mean, I wasn't in the city at the time. I was up uptown.
Dude, when I moved to Gainesville, I was like, yo, I'm in this small, racist-ass city.
Gainesville is.
It's pretty racist. It isn't as racist as more up north, man. Like, Tallahassee and, like, you know, Lake City, all those places over there, they're racist as fuck, man.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine that he went to a restaurant, and they said straight up, we don't serve black people.
Really?
Straight up to his face.
He went
to a restaurant with his mom. And they said in the restaurant, we don't serve black people. And that whole Trayvon Martin thing, too. Like, Florida's fucked up. And I'm from Florida. And you're from Florida.
I lived in Florida for 8 years, but...
I lived from Florida for a couple of years, too.
I would definitely say I'm a Floridian.
You're a Floridian, man. If you lived in Florida, you're a Floridian. If you vacation in Florida, you're just a wannabe Floridian.
Yeah. A lot of people try to claim Florida. Even L.A., though. I was born here in L.A.
And it's funny because a lot of people that go vacationing, that's the whole difference of going vacationing and going to live to a motherfucking place.
Yeah. People because go to vacation and they think they know what Florida's all about.
Yeah. They're like, oh, my God, I want to go to Florida. It's so cool. Yeah. Let's go. And like, they go there. Minimum wage is shit. They stop you every traffic light. You're black.
I think the code is called a code 250 where they can pull you over.
Because you're black.
And frisk you because you're black. I'm dead serious. It's a code.
Dude, that happened to me once. Like, I honestly, over here in LA, the only thing I've gotten is a bunch of like parking tickets.
Yeah, same.
Because it's a motherfucker in LA.
Over 400 last year. I got towed once and then the rest were parking tickets.
Dude, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
I had like 22 last year. And this
22
year,
tickets?
Parking tickets.
And what was the total on that?
Who knows?
That's, yeah, because I mean,
even the ones I fought, I lost.
Yeah, no, I fought all of mine. Because, like, in Portland, I would fight all my tickets, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, they reduce it 50%. Like, usually they reduce them 50%, or they would just wipe the whole thing away.
Hey, bro, here, man. Dude, here, they're Nazis.
Money. Yeah.
Dude, they just mailed me and said, I got to pay more. they literally sent me a freaking card that says, hey, you got to pay more, sir.
I think it's because you tried to debate it. Like, yeah. If you say that you're not,
I'm trying
guilty.
To debate. I don't want to go to court and shit. Like, yeah. I just want to, you know, show the evidence, contest show some it. Pictures, go contest it, do yeah. my thing. But then I gotta pay $200
you got
more.
Penalized for doing that instead of just taking the hit initially.
Fuck that! I'm fighting for my rights, people. You gotta stand up, dude, light a blunt.
When it comes to LA parking, like I remember I went downtown LA to fight a ticket, and I went actually into this room. I've never done this before, where they were recording me. And
oh, one of those rapey rooms.
Yeah, it was like this, like little. And then the guy that was like running the wand and stuff, he was like the big.
The wand?
Yeah, like, you know, the metal detector wand, where they make sure you're not holding anything.
Okay.
Like kind of like. Like you're going through an airport terminal and like they're trying
the TSA.
Yeah, TSA. So I'm going through. I'm like, what is this? Like it was like a interrogation. It was a small room and she sits down. She's like, we're going to be recording this. You see the camera up in the corner. She told me what happened. I told her about like how I parked and how when I came out and checked it and where everything was at.
And then somebody like, came and slapped you. Say, I'm the backup, motherfucker. She was the good one. I came by surprise. Yeah. I just jump out the ceiling.
Yeah, I'm like freaking sweating. No, then I was like, so then she turns off her mic. And then she was like.
It'll off the record.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, yeah.
That's how they try to get you. That's why there's somebody behind the window going like, say it, motherfucker. I'm recording over here. Say it. I'm beating off with his left shoulder. Like.
No, and then she's like. She's like, hey, just to let you know, she's like, you're like really honest. She's like, people come in here and tell me the craziest stories on why they just shouldn't have a parking ticket. And she's like, don't lose that. But she's like, you're going to have to end up paying this ticket. Like, this is not going to go through. And she's like, good luck with everything you do. I was like, oh. And it was like, I don't know. After that, I was like, I'm done. Like, I just pay it. So, like, I just got one for... The street sweepers, you know how the street sweepers come in?
Yeah. So, like street cleaning.
Yeah. Every Monday.
That's the most people get.
Yeah, that's where they make their money. Yeah. So, like, even in my own
They don't even fucking, sometimes they don't even clean the fucking streets. And
dude, have you looked behind this, like, the sweeper after it goes by? Yeah. It's, like, dry. There's, like, trash still there.
It's worse. Yeah. He's just dragging trash from other neighborhoods and put it in like, the next table. Yeah. He sweeps the place they come from, and they put that trash in the next neighborhood, yeah. And they just keep piling up
and
piling
up. It's like organizing the dirt. Like, it's like pushes it all like, in one like little line.
I'll be like, well, we'll see next week.
Yeah. But the thing is, okay, so on Mondays, they sweep my street.
Yeah.
So I usually move my car onto another street, and then I move it back later. But then I wasn't going to be using my car, so I moved it to a side street, and then... On Tuesday mornings, they sweep that street. No idea. So I'm walking to my car like the next day, and I get a ticket on my car. I was like, are you kidding me? Like it's planned to do that, you know? Like, why would you have street sweeping like back to back? Like
yeah.
Monday,
dude,
one day,
I got a ticket. I got a ticket at 1 a.m. like Friday because really? I went partying with my buddies, with my, you know, my engineer friend came over. Yeah. I wanted him to be on the podcast, but we were just partying so much we didn't have time to like sit down and actually like talk in the mic. But because he's a really interesting, intelligent dude, but he also has like a crazy mind too. But that dude, we parked like my buddy's place, and I parked there fine. I'm like, it's night, whatever, doesn't give a fuck. And they gave me a ticket because I wasn't a resident or something. And, like, it's only at night, it's only resident parking.
Yeah. You need a permit. Like, it's like a number that they have up either as a sticker on their car. It's a number. It will
that's
say like
ridiculous.
Like 23 or something. Yeah.
Now people are fucking watching me at all times. Yeah. I thought it was only in the morning that they just go and swarm by.
No, they walk around. Like, some of them are on bikes, but they usually, like, walk around. They have flashlights. They'll like walk by and you're like flashing around.
Bored motherfuckers.
I swear they get commission. They have to
get commission. They have to get.
No-getters.
They probably only get commission.
You think so?
I think so. That's why they hustle, man. Bro, have you seen one of those park in action? Like, have you seen him giving a ticket? That dude gets out of the car so fucking fast and gets in the car so freaking fast. Like, he just speeds out. Like, there was a dude, I parked in a place, right? And I was waiting. It was like 5 minutes to like to this sweeping to be done. And I was waiting in the car because I'm like, I'm not getting no ticket. I know if I leave my car parked here, some nigga's going to come at like 1 minute and is going to give me a ticket. And that happened. Mm. I was like laid back in my car and I put like the, like, you know, the thing that covers it for the sun.
Yeah.
I put that on my car and the dude came, get out of his car. He was trying to give me a ticket. And then I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm sorry, man, but you can't be away. I'm like, it's only like in 2 minutes it's going to change. No, but you can't be over here. And I just went circle and parked there. You know? It's just a fucking... I'm telling you, they we have to make only commission.
Well, I remember one time where in Oregon, I was... I put up in front of a GameStop.
Yeah.
And I was like changing all my games in, you know, how you get store credit and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I don't have to pay for parking. Literally, I'm going to be in. I was looking in the store. It was dead. No one was in there. So I run in, go up. He takes all my games. It literally took 5 minutes, like 5 minutes tops. Man. And I go right out the store, ticket on my car. And like, mind you, the cash register is right in front of the door. So I was looking at my car the mm-hmm. whole time. Did not see one person. I come out, didn't see like a parking person in sight. I don't know how they did it. Literally a ticket must have like descended from heaven.
They're ninjas. Bro, you know when kids say when they're kids, I want to be a ninja. They become parking officers at L.A. That's what they do. They come from the bushes and wabow! Give you a motherfucking ticket for $68.
Yeah. No, it's like twice out here, though.
And you better pay that shit in 21 days because they will race that motherfucker up. And when you start trying to contest and going against the state of California, guess what? I know Schwarzenegger ain't here anymore. So you ain't doing shit. You got to pay the triple.
When he was here, what were we doing? I wasn't here. I wasn't living here when he was governor.
I don't know. Same shit. Nothing changes, man. Nothing changes.
It doesn't. We're like a perpetual like.
Especially in politics, yeah. Man. They're all puppets. They don't do nothing.
Yeah.
They're just there.
Governors have more influence, but like as you get higher, you're more of a puppet. But I've been watching, like I was saying.
Like, presidents ain't shit. Vice presidents ain't shit. Yeah, bro, what the fuck Joe Biden has done? Nothing. Or
he goes to meetings. There's a lot of PR stuff.
Oh, wow. Cool. I can do that. I can go and fall asleep. There's a video of him falling asleep.
Really?
Like, picking his nose or something. Yeah. Like, on YouTube or something. I kid you not.
I mean, like.
They're just there for entertainment, honestly.
I mean, it's just kind of like a glorified job, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just have to be the United States of America.
You don't have to be super smart to do it, but you got to be some kind of smart.
And have connections. Like you're
you have to have Mac. It's like everything, man.
They do
you need to have connections to everything.
Yeah.
Because if you want to be a lawyer, you need to have connections too. It's not like I get a degree, I'm going to be a lawyer, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You need people to help you build a business, unless you were born rich, like them damn Arabs.
Dude, like working in Portland, I have met so from like the UAE, Jordan, Kuwait, and they were loaded. Or I worked at a coffee shop for a year or maybe 2 years, and they would come through with the sickest cars. They'll come through with like Nissan Skyline.
The Middle Eastern people?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, they're the richest motherfuckers in the world. Like they own, like, I won't say the world, but like a huge chunk of it. Because I have friends, man. They went to school trashed. Like, they were, like, okay dressed, this and that. And they were from, I don't know, in Palestine, some of them, and some of them from other places. And when they actually went back home and they would take pictures and put it on Facebook, they'd be in mad castles, like, bigger
oh,
than...
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and bigger than MTB Cribs.
Like, in their
with
robes.
Horses and... No. And, like... this like fucking like almost Disney princess and prince like attire.
Yeah, that was probably like for like an event. Like they're probably like whether it's for, it's probably like dinner. They're having dinner.
And you know what was the most fucked up thing about it is that you basically don't like the women there don't matter basically. Like they don't have no saying or almost anything. Like my friend that graduated high school, she just got married. To a guy that she, you know, she probably met once and he probably liked her and he said, I want to get married with you. And that's what happened.
But don't they have it? They're allowed to get a divorce, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think they're allowed as well to say no, no, no. I don't think they're not allowed to say yes or no.
No, they're not allowed to say. But I think they can have a divorce. But I've found that I've researched that they have one of the lowest divorce rates.
Yeah, because they're getting.
They're programmed to like to be like this is the.
They're like they're like they're like. Get a divorce, bitch. I'll kill you. I'll motherfucking kill you, bitch. Am I blinking? Am I blinking? No. No, bitch.
Dude, my dad, he went to Jordan for business like once. And then he went the second time he brought my mom. So they're like out riding camels somewhere. And this guy rides up to him. And then he was saying how like how beautiful his wife, my mom was. Yeah. And he was like, I will give her, how many camels? It was like, I'll give her like 132 camels.
I'll give you 132 camels.
Yeah, exactly. For my mom.
And for then, your mom.
And then he was like, no, like, he's like, I was very generous, but no, thank you. And then.
Please take the camels, please. Yeah. I just want to fuck your mom.
Your wife.
And fuck then, your wife.
And there was another incident where he went into the family. Like he went into like a, it wasn't like a very wealthy family, but it was like kind of like a middle class. And they went in, they took him in, they're having dinner and everything. And this mother had a daughter that was probably in her 20s, like early 20s, and was saying that she could be his second wife. And out there they can have up to three wives. So like he's like, in America, we can't be doing stuff like that. I mean, unless you're living in, like, what, Utah? Mm. Idaho? He's Utah, right?
Yeah. Or yeah, the Mormons.
Polygamy is flourishing.
Yeah. But with that note, we're going to end the show because we reach our final point. Anything you want to plug, sir? People follow you on Twitter, Facebook, something, Instagram, I don't know.
Well, like I said, I'm kind of... kind of one of those people that I'm a big deal and nobody even knows about. I would even probably make a plug on my Instagram, Twitter. However, I don't even know my own. I have an account, but I don't even know any of that stuff. So
just look
or
for
my PR.
Just look for Mike Magic Johnson's baby and the one that had AIDS, and you'll find definitely this guy. Well, guys, don't forget to rate and review this on iTunes and Stitcher. Subscribe, people. Spread the word. Spread it like a disease. Yeah.
Like Steve Dez's a small dick.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge disease. Every girl wants to touch this dick. But, yeah, people, take care. Enjoy your fair and skeet skeet everywhere.
All right, y'all. It's been fun. Thanks for having me.
Jonathan Johnson, I'm sure he'll be back.
Yes, sir.
People.
You've been listening to the Steve Dez Island Podcast. Be sure to visit stevedez.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Dez on Twitter at SteveDezTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDezShow. See you next time.